Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. Fishermen and women, are you ready? It's on again. It's the best thing going too. The Pertec Fishing Challenge is back April 20 and 21. It is the country's largest fishing challenge for those with the competitive edge. But there's a kicker. All proceeds, yeah, all proceeds are donated to Pertec's key charity partners, Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia and the Peter Duncan Neuroscience Research Unit at St Vincent's Hospital. It's just $30 to register, and each registration receives a limited edition cap, a brag mat and a sticker. There's a prize pool of over $300,000, including three boats and a jet ski to be won. And you can win the major prizes just by registering. You don't even need to fish. Grab your mates, register today. Head to pertecfishingchallenge.com.au for more information. And even if you're not going to cast a line, you can make a difference, just like Pertec does. Welcome back to Andy Raymond Unfiltered. This is the Legends Series with Matt Bowen, Part 2. Enjoy. It could have been so different. You guys had that run between, like, I'm going to say 07 and 08 to 2013, where in finals matches, everything worked against you. A seven-tackle try, the hand of Jamie Lyon another year. It seemed the footy gods weren't playing nicely with you guys. Frustrating to get so close to another GF and have it pulled away?
It is, mate. I think about it now, and I just think that, you know, we were lucky in 04, not like unlucky in 04, we were lucky enough to get to the grand final in 05, yep. And you think, oh, this is going to happen again next year. And you know, you tend to take it sort of backseat and take it as serious. And but, mate, you can play in one grand final. Some people don't even play in any, you know. And but
it's amazing how many guys have said that. They make a grand final early in their career, and subconsciously at the back of the mind somewhere, you just think, oh, well, I'll get another chance. No dramas.
Exactly. And as you said, if I told myself a young 21 or 19-year-old that, you know, you'll get another chance, mate, it doesn't, you know. It is pretty hard. The competition of NRL is pretty hard. And, you know, to see, but, you know, it's different now. Not different, but, you know, these Penrith Panthers guys, they work pretty hard, and, you know, they know how it takes to win. And
yeah.
And they're pretty lucky. But, you know, you get some guys that, you know, like myself, we played in 05, and you think, oh, yeah, I'm only 21. We got all these years to make another one, but it doesn't come around. And so if you have the chance to do it, mate, you know, take it with both hands and, you know, do that extra bit to win that grand final.
Around this time you played your first game for Queensland, representing your state. What did that mean to you? What did that mean to the family and the community?
Mate, it is the ultimate dream. You know, every kid in Queensland, you ask them if you want to play for the Maroons, mate, everyone put their hand up, both boys and girls. And that was me, mate, growing up, obviously, and then watching all those Origin games and with your dad and older brothers. And to get that, obviously, you know, you obviously play your first grade game and you tick that box, and your next goal is to play for Queensland, and you do everything you can to do that. And when I got that call up from, you know, Peter Pye, I thought I was in trouble, and he called me in the office and said, you know, he said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. You called me in. He said, well, I thought I was in trouble. He said, no, Wayne Bennett just called and said, you're in the 17 for next week, Origin. Mate, I didn't know what to say. I just dropped and thought about my family. You know,
did you really?
Yeah, I sort of thought about mum and dad, how am I going to tell them? And I'm excited now, and it's really going to happen. So I'm really going to put this Maroon jersey on. And so I was speechless, and his partner said, you're right. I said, oh, yeah, I don't know what to say. So it was unreal. And, mate, to be a part of that week, you know, and to play that game, it is something special, and it's something they'll always remember.
How did you tell mum and dad?
Don't know how, mate. I obviously rang mum and dad, and then I told them, and obviously they went quiet as well, and they're pretty ecstatic, and they sort of knew I wanted to do it. And, you know, sort of worked hard towards it, and yeah, so they're pretty pumped, mate. So, but yeah, I was lucky enough to play in 10 games, and yeah, for the Queensland Maroons.
You're going to play for your country, 2 games, 1 in France, the other in Philadelphia, of all places. Let's talk about your Australian debut in France and what an uncomfortable night that was for you, because the toilet situation in France in the dressing rooms didn't agree with you.
No, mate. Obviously, you know, coming back of 04 tour, I got picked in the, you know, touring squad, and we're over in based in Manchester, and, you know, played our, you know, obviously all our games over there. I was 18th man for a couple of games against Great Britain, and yeah, so, and then we went to France for that off week, and then, you know, played a game over there. So, yeah, obviously busting to go to toilet, like you all do. It's a game day ritual that everyone, you know, has before a game, and obviously mine was obviously go to the loo, and okay, had to go chase the loo down the hallway, and wasn't meant to be, mate. It was just a just a hole in the ground and a pole, you know, in front of it. So I didn't know what to do, so I left it sort of. Didn't do anything, mate. Well, I went back to the hotel. So,
so you played the whole game, needing to have a crap.
needed to have a crap, yeah, definitely. But it, obviously, you know, to play my first, you know, that's your dream. You want to play for Australia. You want to play for Queensland, and I was lucky enough to do it in France, and yeah, we got the win.
What's your favourite rep memory? Can you narrow it to one game or one moment? Game one in Origin 05, that intercept, perhaps.
Obviously, you're playing your, you know, you're making your first, not first grade debut, your Origin, your rep, you know, playing your first game for Queensland, but you can't go past, obviously, you know, intercept try and
yeah.
That always gets brought up around Origin time, and people always say that I was at this spot watching this on, you know, with our family. And just the other night, actually yesterday, a lady came up and said that, you know, we still remember us watching it in our lounge room with all our family, and we still speak about it. So, you know, everywhere I go, mate, that's where people tell me that, you know, I was at this time, and
that's awesome, mate.
It is pretty special, so
isn't it?
To do that, you know, score that intercept try at home to win the game in extra time, it is something special. And then, mate, yeah, obviously a childhood memory and a childhood dream.
Unfiltered listeners are invited to grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/unfiltered to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus 4 extra months, plus an extra gift for free. And it's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Give it a try, and if you like it, great. If you don't, they'll issue a complete refund and you can pretend the entire thing never happened. Check out my link, nordvpn.com/unfiltered, and get your subscription started today. The Paul Bowman Medal for Cowboys Player of the Year. You thanked the water boys at training because, and you said this on stage to everyone, I was hosting the night, you said, it gets hot up here, they do a great job. I fell in love with you. That speech, Mango, it sort of sums you up. You care about others, you care about the ones that help you, and it doesn't matter who they are.
Definitely, man. Obviously, so it wasn't just me, you know, playing well that year. I think, you know, as I said, the training, you know, we have water boys, old Barry Buchanan, the Buck, and Uncle Baz, he was, mate, it never seemed much to, also, you know, to other people, but it meant a lot to me. You know, you have a hard day's training session, you go back and your water bottle's full, you know, your Powerade's full, you know, and it just meant so much. I think he sort of loved that job, and, you know, so I sort of, yeah, I just appreciate of what he does for the club. And
you were taken back that night. You almost didn't feel like you should be collecting Player of the Year.
Yeah, definitely, man. Obviously, it is a you know, as I said, we're playing a team sport. You could have picked 1-17, and those guys for that job, and for that obviously award. And but it is pretty special when you get, you know, get rewarded with those for the back end year. And how your season went and, you know, who you're thanking for it. But it is pretty special to get those awards.
2013, mate, retirement from the NRL. Do you have any regrets about the timing or making the decision? Was it a year early? Was it 2 years too early, looking back now?
Mate, to be honest, I wish I would have stayed at the Cows. You know, obviously, I was told that I was a need at the club at the time. And
did that hurt?
Definitely, mate. You know, you get called into the office and, you know, that they're saying that obviously, you know, we haven't got room for you for next year. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to think at that time. And, but yeah, I think, you know, mate, obviously 2 years later, they end up winning the comp and I would have been a part of it.
Did it upset you? Were you sad? Were you pissed off? Were you angry? Were you confused? What was the emotion like being told that, you know, after all these years, it's you're not wanted?
It was like kicking the guts, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, I did so much for this club and I don't know. I think, you know, my missus is still bitter about it today. I think we, you know, like, I love the club. No, don't get me wrong. And, you know, I know how hard the players and the players train and did all the off season and the preseason. And I know how hard they do it. And you know, I'm not probably envious of what they did, because I said that at the start. I think I know how hard they train and for this. And but being told that at the back end of the year, I think I just missed out on a Dally M.
Yeah.
In the back end of 13, and you know, being told that little Benny Barber, I think, picked me. But mate, I think it was
still hurts too. I'm just looking at your reaction here, and I don't mean to bring up bad memories, and I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but still hurts because you love the joint.
Most definitely, mate. I think, you know, it is. Yeah, so, you know, being told that and made up the best thing for me that I went over to Wigan and mate, Sean Wayne was the best thing for me when I was going over there. He was, you know, he's adamant that he wanted me over there, and Sam Tompkins were coming back here. And
nice.
You know, when I was talking to him after that conversation I had with the Cowboys, it was sort of made me that want to play again. And nice. Mate, I was only 30-year-old, like 29, 30. And I thought I knew I had more to offer. And so Wayne, he was kept in pretty contact with me, and he was pretty good. And when I made my decision to go to Wigan, I was pretty adamant that I was going over there, and I wanted to make him, obviously, you know, like, want me over there. So back into that, I went over in 04, and we come back for the
Challenge Cup.
The Challenge Cup?
Yep.
Yeah. And we spent a couple of days in Auckland, and then Lachlan Coote had his knee.
That's right.
And then I seen Paul Bowman and Paul Green at the end of after that night, and that when I met him at the pub, and Bear came up and he said, "Mate, would you come back? We want you to come back." I said, "I'd love to, Bear," but he said, "I will treat your knees. We'll do this." And then Greeny come over, "Mate, you come back and have a talk to me." And I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "All right." So I rang my missus I spoke to Sean Wayne. I said, "Mate, the Cows, I'm telling you up front, Cows ring me to go back." And I said, "No, I can't say that. I can't say yes to them because you were there for me and you made me feel comfortable. And, mate, I can't do that to you. I can't turn my back on you, so I'm going to stay here." And he was, "Mate, I love you, Mango. I thank you for it." And, mate, if I would have came back, I would have been winning in the premiership. So, but
how close were you to coming back? Fishermen and women, are you ready? It's on again. It's the best thing going too. The Pertec Fishing Challenge is back April 20 and 21. It is the country's largest fishing challenge for those with the competitive edge. But there's a kicker. All proceeds are donated to Pertec's key charity partners, Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia and the Peter Duncan Neuroscience Research Unit at St Vincent's Hospital. It's just $30 to register, and each registration receives a limited edition cap, a brag mat and a sticker. There's a prize pool of over $300,000, including three boats and a jet ski to be won. And you can win the major prizes just by registering. You don't even need to fish. Grab your mates, register today. Head to pertecfishingchallenge.com.au for more information. And even if you're not going to cast a line, you can make a difference, just like Pertec does.
Mate, I'm pretty loyal. I said, you know, I said to Sean Wayne that I'll give him my all. And,
good on you.
And no doubt he was pretty, you know, obviously pretty thing about my decision to stay with him and stay with Wigan. And, mate, I was lucky enough and I was happy that I did that.
A boy from Hopevale living in Northern England, so busy. Was it a shock to the system and the family system?
It was, mate. I got a funny story. I moved over. I obviously went over in the back end of 2013. I started of 2014. So I went over by myself for a month and a bit.
Okay.
Because we were coming back for the World Club Challenge and,
yep.
and the family's going to come over then. So I went over. Chris Radlinski picked me up, took me back to the house and so I didn't know what to do. Jumped in the shower, had no towel. It was that cold. I just wiped the shirt I had on for 2 days of traveling with and the jumper and then jumped into bed and I text my missus and what the hell are we doing here? Get me back home. And I was that close to crying. And she said, oh, it's all right. We'll, you know, you'll meet some other boys there. You should be right. I said, all right, sweet. So next day when the club members, Tony Club, he was their player. He come down and brought me some towels and, but mate, to be honest, that's the best decision I ever made. I wish I'd done it early in my career.
Wow.
How I knew, if I knew that, you know, I was getting treated that way over there and getting treated back here, I should have, you know, wish I did moved over a bit earlier.
Two grand finals in 2014 and 2015, two runners up, close but not quite, I guess. We'll stay on 2015, the Cowboys, the grand final, the premiership. Where were you? Who were you with? And was there a little bit of you that was pissed off? Even though you were wrapped for the players and your mates, was there a bit of you that was, I can't watch this?
I was on a train. I was going down to London for the day because we were preparing for our grand final the weekend after. We had the week off, a couple of days, and Mum and Dad was over at that time. And I took the family down, took Mum and Dad to London. So he was on the train, keeping the updates on the on Twitter, I think. So, so you mate, you would have thought that someone had died back at home, and we was just. Obviously, mate, as I said, don't get me wrong, I know how hard the trainers had the boys train and yep. you know, how much it means to them to win that competition and how hard it is to win it. You know, I wasn't bitter or salty about that. I was just thinking, trying through my head, I wish I was part of that team and, you know.
You had every right to feel that too.
You know, you play all hard, you play your heart out all that years and, you know, you move away from the club 1 or 2 years later, they win a competition and, you could have been a part of that, but, mate, you know, it was meant to be. And as I said, it was a long day in London, mate, to be honest.
Oh, I bet.
Mrs. was pretty upset and, yeah, so, and I was upset. But, you know, as I said, I don't take it away from the players.
Just the third player to be inducted into the Cowboys Hall of Fame, very special. What does that mean to you?
It is something special, mate. Obviously, you know, growing up that, as you know, you want to play one first grade game and you get ducted into the Hall of Fame at the Cows alongside Paul Bowman and, you know, as the Uncle back, Buck there and, you know, so inducted in that, it is pretty special. So, yeah.
Your job in retirement, way more important than anything anyone does on the field. Tell us what you're doing with the communities, Matty.
Yeah, mate, obviously I work for the Cows. I did there 6 years doing the community engagement. But now I'm working for civil safety and training with a little small RTO. And now the main, you know, the owner of that, CEO, he's Rob Carriage, and he's a mad Cowboy supporter, mate. And, you know, for me working for his company and being an ambassador or like a BDO for them is, it's pretty cruisy at the moment, mate. So he's been really, really good for me and just obviously, you know, doing what I want to do on the side and plus, you know, doing some civil safety work. So and I'm really fortunate and you know, I'm grateful for that opportunity for me to do that at the same time. So it's pretty good.
Let's look into the crystal ball, Mango. 10 years' time, you are doing what and where are you?
10 years. Obviously, mate, I've got kids. So yeah. I really want to, you know, as I said, there's a, you know, my daughter, she's 14, turning 14 in December, and she's heavy into rugby league and playing touch. So hopefully, mate, we'll be following them at sport somewhere. And my boy's only 11, so he's really into basketball. And so, just mate, as I said, I want to support him in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not going to push him to any one sport. I'm just going to support him in whatever they do.
A Dally M Fullback of the Year, a Dally M Medal Runner-Up, Rugby League Week Player of the Year, Cowboys Player of the Year, Life Member, as well as Hall of Famer, a three-time Grand Final runner-up who played 270 NRL games, 10 Origins and 47 games in the UK. But as positive as your on-field legacy is, it pales by comparison to your role and your effect on the young, I guess primarily Indigenous kids to this very, very day. Always cool catching up, little mate, Matty Bowen. You, sir, are a legend.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me.
The best footy talk and live talk there is. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Legend Series. The Rugby League Superpod comes out later in the week and the Dream Team Series on the weekend. Four podcasts every week in season on the only podcast that talks with the biggest names, not about them. Make sure you come back soon. Legends.